Title: Edmund Quincy Autograph, Letter Signed to John Hancock, April 22, 1775, Boston, Massachusetts. Handed to Benjamin Church, to be delivered to its recipient, but instead turned over to Thomas Gage by Dr. Church. From the Thomas Gage Papers, American Series, William L. Clemens Library, the University of Michigan. Transcription. Boston, April 22, 1775. Dear Sir, referring you to a letter wrote the 8th current, I'm now to enclose you one I had this day out of Callahan's bag. 32 days from London into Salem per young Dr. Sprague, who tells me Lyde sailed 14 days before them with Josiah, Quincy, Esquire, and other passengers, that some of the men of war and transports sailed also before Callahan. As to the times at home, the doctor is little able to inform us. You'll probably have some papers via Salem. As to my situation here, the unexpected, extraordinary event of the 19th, of which I've wrote my thoughts, now and for days past, impedes my leaving town. No carriage from Lancaster, and, if there was, no permission to pass the lines. The people will be distressed for fresh provisions in a short time. The governor and general is very much concerned about the provincial troops without, which probably will be very numerous ere long, if desired. Dorchester Hill, I'm just now told, is possessed by our provincials, and I hope it's true, for I've reason to believe the general had the same thing in contemplation. Here, they say and swear to it all around, in excuse of the regulars proceeding at Lexington, that they were attacked first, and I doubt not many oaths of officers and men are taken before Justice Gridley to confirm it. But among others who contracted him, Lieutenant Hawkshaw yesterday, near expiring through his bad wounds, called several credible persons to him, and told them as a dying man that he was obliged in conscience to confess that the first action of the whole at Lexington was done by the king's troops, where they killed and wounded 8 men. But doubtless you have sufficient proof of the fact, and every circumstance attending near at hand. My advice is that the whole matter be forwarded at the province expense, or otherwise, with the greatest dispatch, that so your advices may be in London as early as General Gage's. If the people of Great Britain are not under political lethargy, the account of the late memorable event will excite them to consider of their own close connection with America, and to suppose at length that the Americans, especially and Englanders, will act as they've wrote and engaged. A blessed mistake our prudent Gage has indeed made, and the sensible part of his officers and soldiers own it, and are vastly uneasy. I had been at Lexington days ago to pay my real regards to your good aunt and Dolly. But when we shall have the passage clear, I don't know. We are in hopes of effecting it soon, but the general is really intimidated, and no wonder, when he hears of 50,000 men, etc. Much is confessed of the intrepidity of the provincials. I'm much surprised to hear that the regulars, about 1,700, were drove off and defeated by near an equal corpse only. Captain Ewing, at his house yesterday, gave me the account of Hawkshaw's confession, proved to him at the North End yesterday, to be real. He also says that from all he can gather from the circumstances of the people of Great Britain, they are on this day in a state... They are by this day in a state of fermentation. If we could be so happy as to get speedily home the necessary advices, I doubt not a flame would soon appear. And ere it's quenched, may it burn up the heads of the late accursed faction, from whence the present British evils spring. General Gage has thrown himself into a great perplexity. Lord Percy is a thorn in his side, and it's said has menaced him several times, for his late imprudence. A good omen. I can't, nor ought, I add, but my best regards and love, respectively, and that I am, dear sir, your most affectionate friend and humble servant, Edmund Quincy. You'll excuse errors, for I've no time to correct them.